This is Visakha Murli of the 23rd of July 2026. Essence? Sweet children, you have to become true messengers like the Father. Give everyone the message to return home. Question? In which direction do the intellects of people wander these days? Answer? To fashion. People follow so many different types of fashion to attract others. They have learnt this fashion from the pictures. They believe that Parvati also followed fashion like that and used to have such hairstyles. Baba says, you children mustn't be fashionable in this impure world. I take you to a world where there is natural beauty. There is no need for fashion there. Song, you are the mother and father. Om Shanti, you children heard the song. When this praise is sung, your intellects go up above. Souls say to their father, you are the boatman, the purifier, and the true messenger. The father comes and gives you souls the message. Others are called messengers. Some are young and some are old. In fact, they don't give a message. Praise has been given to them falsely. You children understand that apart from the one, there shouldn't be praise of anyone in this human world. The maximum praise is of Lakshmi and Narayan, because they are the masters of a new world. Only the people of Bharat know this. The people of the world only know that Bharat is an ancient land. There used to be the kingdom of gods and goddesses in Bharat. They even say that Sri Krishna is God. The people of Bharat call them, Lakshmi and Narayan, a god and goddess. But no one knows that they were the god and goddess who used to rule in the golden age. God established a kingdom of gods and goddesses. The intellect says, we are the children of God, and so we would also be gods and goddesses. All are the children of one, but they cannot be called gods and goddesses. They are called deities. The father sits here and explains all of these things. The people of Bharat say, we people of Bharat first existed in the new world. Everyone wants a new world. Even Bapuji, Gandhiji, wanted a new world and a new kingdom of Rama. However, people don't understand the meaning of the kingdom of Rama at all. Nowadays, people have so much arrogance. In the Golden Age, they have divine intellects, whereas in the Iron Age, they have stone intellects. However, no one understands this. In the Golden Age, the people of Bharat had divine intellects, and now in this Iron Age, the people of Bharat have stone intellects. Some people believe this to be heaven. They say that there were aeroplanes and big palaces in heaven. All of that exists now. Science has advanced so much, and there is so much happiness. There is also so much fashion, etc. Their intellects are caught up in fashion throughout the whole day. Look at the hairstyles they have in order to become beautiful artificially. They spend so much money. All of that fashion has emerged from the pictures. They think that they too should have hairstyles like Parvati's. They do all of that to attract others. In earlier days, Parsi women would wear a black veil over their faces so that no one could be attracted to them by seeing them. This is called an impure world. People sing, you are the mother and father, But to whom should they say this? They don't know who the mother and father is. The mother and father would definitely have given them the inheritance. The father gave you children the inheritance of happiness. Children say, Baba, we will not listen to anyone except you. You now know the praise that is sung of Shiv Baba. Even the Brahma soul says, I was pure and I have now become impure. Brahma's children also say, we Brahma Kumars and Kumaris become deities. Now, at the end of our 84th birth, we have become impure. The one who was number one pure has become number one impure. As is the father, so the children. This one says this. Shiv Baba also says, I come at the end of the last of this one's many births. The one who is in the dynasty of the number one worthy of worship, Lakshmi and Narayan. It is now the confluence age. You were in the Iron Age and have now become confluence aged. The Father only comes at the confluence age. There is an increase in the number of children according to the drama. You children have now received this knowledge. We were deities and then became warriors, merchants, and shudras. You know the whole cycle very well. This is very easy. We have taken 84 births. Even this much doesn't sit in the intellects of some. Students are number wise. Starting from the right side, it continues from first class to second class to third class. Some children say, my intellect is third class. I am unable to explain to anyone. They want very much to explain, but they're unable to speak. Therefore, what can Baba do? These are the karmic accounts of their actions. The father says, I tell you the knowledge of the philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action. You children know that you have to act. The children who have third-class intellects cannot understand these things. This is the kingdom of Ravan. But no one knows this. In the kingdom of Ravan, people only perform sinful actions, and so they would only fall. Only in this world of sorrow are gurus adopted. They adopt the guru to receive salvation so that he can take them into liberation. That is the land of Nirvana, the place beyond sound. People say that they are now in the stage of retirement. They say it just for the sake of it. There is a group of those who are in the stage of retirement. They give all their property, etc., to their children and then go and stay with a guru. Certainly their children would provide their food and everything else. However, no one understands the meaning of retirement. It doesn't enter anyone's intellect that they have to go to the land of Nirvana, that they have to go home. They don't understand that it is their home. They believe the light will merge into the light. The land of Nirvana is a place of residence. Earlier, they used to retire at the age of 60. That was the law. Even now, they do the same. Now, you can explain that no one can go beyond sound. They call out to the Father for this. O purifier Baba, come. Purify us and take us back home. The home of souls is the land of liberation. You children have been told about the ones who reside in the Golden Age and how the population there grows. No one knows about the population either. How much population would there be in the kingdom of Rama? How will children be born there? They don't understand anything. There are no scholars, teachers, or pundits who can explain the cycle of this drama. How could there be a cycle of 8.4 million births? Those are such wrong statements. They have completely tangled everything up. The father explains, you know the father has explained to you the significance of actions, neutral actions, and sinful actions. In the Golden Age, your actions are neutral. There are no bad actions there, and they are therefore neutral. Whatever actions people perform here, they are sinful. You children know that it is now the stage of retirement for all of you, in the whole world, young and old. All of you are going to go beyond sound. You say, O purifier, come. Come and make us pure from impure. However, until the pure new world comes into existence, there cannot be a single pure being here in this impure world. This whole impure world is to be destroyed. You know that you will then have to go to that new world. How will you go there? You have all of this knowledge. This is new knowledge for the new world, for the land of immortality and the pure world. You are now sitting at the confluence age. You also know that all other human beings who are not Brahmins are in the Iron Age. We are all at the confluence age. We are going to the Golden Age. This is truly the confluence age. That is heaven. It cannot be called the confluence. The confluence age exists at this time. The confluence age is the smallest age of all. It is called a leap age in which human beings become righteous souls, dharmatmas, from sinful souls. That is why this is called the age of righteousness. In the Iron Age, all human beings are unrighteous. There, in the Golden Age, all souls are righteous. There is so much influence on the path of devotion. They create such idols of stone that people's hearts become happy on seeing them. That is the worship of stone. They go so far away to temples of Shiva in order to worship him. However, they could still place an image of Shiva in their own home. Why should they wander so far? Your intellects have now received this knowledge. Your eyes have now opened. Your intellects have now opened. The Father has given you this knowledge. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the seed of this human world tree. He is the ocean of knowledge and the one who is full of knowledge. Souls imbibe that knowledge. It is also a soul that becomes a president, etc. Because of being body conscious, people continue to praise bodies. You now understand that it is souls who do everything. You souls have been around the cycle of 84 births and have reached the state of total degradation. We souls have now recognized the Father. We are claiming our inheritance from the Father. A soul definitely has to adopt a body. How can a soul speak without a body? How can he listen? The Father says, I am incorporeal. I too take the support of a body. You know that Shiv Baba speaks to you through this body of Brahma. Only you, Brahma Kumaris and Kumaris, can explain these things. You have now received this knowledge. The original eternal deity religion is established through Brahma. The Father is teaching you Raj Yoga. There is nothing to be confused about in this. Shiv Baba explains to us and we then explain to others. It is Shiv Baba who tells us everything. You say that you are now changing from impure to pure. The Father explains, this is an impure world. It is the kingdom of Ravan. Ravan makes you into sinful souls. No one else knows this. Although they burn an effigy of Ravan, they don't understand anything. They have written so many stories of how Ravan abducted Sita and did this and that. When they listen to those stories, they shed tears. All of those things are tall stories. Baba explains to us in order to make us into conquerors of sinful actions. He says constantly, remember me alone. Don't engage your intellects in anything else. Shiv Baba has given us his introduction. The Purifier Father comes and gives us his introduction. You now understand that Baba is so sweet that he is making us into the masters of heaven. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Understand the philosophy of actions, neutral actions, and sinful actions, and perform elevated actions. Donate this knowledge and become a righteous soul, Dharmatma. 2. It is now the stage of retirement. Become pure in these last moments and go to that pure world. Give everyone the message to become pure. Blessing. May you receive a passport of contentment from everyone by passing with honors as a jewel of contentment. The children who are constantly content with themselves, with their efforts, their service and their connections with the Brahmin family are called jewels of contentment. Those who are victorious in keeping themselves and others content while in connection with all souls are the ones who become part of the rosary of victory. In order to pass with honors, you need to have a passport of contentment from everyone. In order to claim this passport, simply imbibe the powers to tolerate and accommodate. Slogan. Be merciful and serve disheartened and tired souls by giving them support. Avyak signal, stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. In order to have powerful remembrance, your love must come from an honest heart. Those who have honest hearts are able to become a point in a second, and also able to remember Baba, the point. Because of pleasing the Lord with their honest hearts, such souls claim special blessings from the Father, with which they are easily able to stabilize in thinking of the One. They will experience remembrance in the form of a fire, and they will spread powerful vibrations everywhere. Because of their power of honesty, their intellects will accurately work in a wise and clever way at the right time. Nothing wrong will happen. Om Shanti.